Today is June 19, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how subtle signals in your body, from your walking pace to your gut bacteria to the air in your bedroom, are quietly telling you more about your long-term health than most of us realize. Here is something worth sitting with for a moment. Your body is always talking to you. It is not waiting for a crisis to send a message. Right now, in this moment, your energy levels, your muscle strength, the way you move through a room, even the quality of your sleep, all of it carries information. And one of the most empowering things you can do for your health is simply learn to listen a little more closely. You do not need a medical degree for this. You need curiosity and a willingness to notice. That is it. This week, a conversation between three physicians, including cardiologist Dr. Peter, offered a perspective that I think many of us need to hear. Dr. Peter described it this way: diseases always whisper first before they scream. And what the physicians went on to describe were 8 subtle signs of early health decline that most people brush off as normal aging. The most striking of these was not a chest pain or a dramatic symptom. It was something as quiet as a slower walking pace. Think about that. According to the physicians, a noticeable slowing in how quickly someone walks is one of the strongest early indicators of what they call physiological reserve, your body's overall capacity to cope with stress and recover from illness. Building on that, they described a weakening grip strength, mild ankle swelling by the end of the day, skin that looks a little less vibrant, and a gentle pulling away from activities someone once loved as meaningful signals worth paying attention to. The key insight here is that it is the asterisk change from your personal baseline that matters, not a single lab number in isolation. If you have noticed any of these shifts in yourself or someone you love, that is not cause for alarm. It is an invitation to ask why and to bring that question to your healthcare provider. Several of this week's sources pointed to a common thread running beneath many of these early signs: cellular energy. Dr. Terry Walls, in a conversation with Dr. Mark Hyman, explained that mitochondria, the tiny structures inside your cells that convert food and oxygen into usable energy, are foundational to how your brain, heart, and muscles perform. When these energy systems are not well supported, the downstream effects can show up as fatigue, brain fog, muscle weakness, and mood changes. Dr. Walls shared that in her clinical work at the University of Iowa VA, the most commonly reported symptoms across many different diagnoses were the same 4 things: fatigue, pain, anxiety or depression, and brain fog. And here is the encouraging part. These were also the symptoms that responded most reliably to targeted nutritional and lifestyle support. A health educator this week added another layer, noting that blood sugar instability over many years may gradually affect the brain's ability to use glucose effectively. Emerging research suggests this process can begin showing subtle effects as early as your 30s or 40s, well before any formal diagnosis, which is exactly why small, consistent choices made now carry so much weight for the health you will experience years down the road. Now, here is something that genuinely surprised me, and I think it might surprise you too. Your gut, your brain, and your hormones are far more tightly connected than most of us appreciate. Dr. Mark Hyman, on his weekly House Call series, explained that your digestive tract is home to approximately 100 trillion bacterial cells. When that ecosystem is disrupted, the effects can reach far beyond digestion, contributing to joint discomfort, fatigue, brain fog, skin changes, and even shifts in mood. Meanwhile, Dr. Jen on Resiliency Radio offered a vivid description of cortisol, your primary stress hormone, calling it the root of all perimenopause drama. When cortisol is chronically elevated due to ongoing stress, it directly depletes progesterone, which is your calming hormone, and it disrupts the adrenal glands, which are a key source of other hormones, including DHEA and testosterone. Dr. Jen noted that in her clinical experience, she has not met a woman in perimenopause who is not experiencing some form of adrenal and cortisol dysregulation. The encouraging flip side is this: when cortisol comes back into balance, other hormones often improve naturally. The stress response is not just a mood issue, it is a whole body issue. An air quality specialist named Mike Feldstein, speaking on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, added a dimension to this picture that many people overlook entirely, the air inside your home. A UK study found microplastics in 100% of tested homes at levels 8 times higher than outdoors. And in a 1-month study his team conducted with 150 Oura Ring users, adding bedroom air filtration resulted in, on average, 25 additional minutes of sleep per night and 18% more deep sleep. Why does that matter so much? Because your body does the bulk of its repair work, hormonal balancing, and memory consolidation while you sleep. The quality of the air you breathe for those 7 to 9 hours is not a small variable, it is a foundational one. And if you do not have an air purifier, something as simple as opening your bedroom window for a few minutes before bed, when outdoor air quality is good, can help reduce the concentration of indoor pollutants. Small adjustments to your sleep environment really can compound meaningfully over time. Finally, Dr. Andrew Huberman, professor of neurobiology at Stanford School of Medicine, offered a beautifully simple reframe on physical flexibility. Research he cited from a 6-week study found that stretching at just 30 to 40% of the intensity that would cause pain produced greater improvements in range of motion than high-intensity stretching. And as little as 5 minutes of static stretching per muscle group per week, spread across short daily sessions, was enough to produce meaningful and lasting change. This is such a good reminder. In both physical health and broader wellness, consistent, low-intensity effort often outperforms intensity. The body responds to gentleness. It responds to regularity. You do not have to push hard to move forward. So here is your one simple, cost-free wellness step for today. This afternoon, ideally between 3 and 5 p.m., which is a high cortisol window for many people, try 1 minute of 4-7-8 breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, exhale slowly for 8. That exhale activates your parasympathetic nervous system, what I like to think of as your body's rest and recover mode. It is free, it takes 60 seconds, and it sends a clear message to your nervous system that you are safe. Over time, that signal supports not just your mood, but your hormonal balance, your gut health, and your sleep quality. And before we close, a gentle but important note. Everything shared here is drawn from physicians, researchers, and health educators, and is meant to help you have more informed conversations with your own provider. It is not a substitute for professional medical care. If you or someone you love experiences sudden ankle or leg swelling, unexplained skin yellowing, a rapid change in walking ability or speech, chest pain, shortness of breath, or a sudden shift in mood, memory, or personality, please seek medical attention promptly rather than waiting for a routine visit. These are signals worth acting on quickly. Your body is already doing so much for you every single day. The most powerful thing you can do right now is simply pay attention and take one small step in a supportive direction. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.